The TNT Shop has great gift ideas for your furry family member. And we don't mean your Aunt Dolores.
You stink!
The TNT Shop has it all. At TNTRadio.live. Rick Mon is locked and loaded on today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Oh, my goodness me. As I broadcast live, okay, maybe I shouldn't do this, but I check messages, I check emails, I check WhatsApp messages, I check Twitter posts, I check a lot of stuff in between these little on-air breaks. And sometimes I wish I hadn't, and sometimes I get a good old laugh. But anyway, focus, Rick, focus at the task at hand. This is our number two of Locked and Loaded today, Wednesday, the 5th of October. And I'm just sharing with Luke. I may not make it to the end of this shift. I don't know. I'm joking, of course. Maybe you can have your very first heart attack live on air. I don't know, but we're going to do our best to make it to the end of the show here today. What's coming up? Well, we have Nicola Charles joining us later on this hour from Melbourne. And we also have Basil Valentine, who will be joining us from the UK in the last hour of the show. Some items that are making the news today, and in particular, let's see. Looting will get progressively worse amid Hurricane Ian chaos, says a sheriff of the local police department. This is pretty sad. You know, you have a hurricane, people are losing their homes. I've seen homes literally washed away. But a lot of people are using it as an opportunity to loot and to pilfer and to steal things that don't belong to them. Actually, people flying around in power boats on the water, looting people's stuff. So we're told it will get worse before it gets better. Ron DeSantis actually came out and issued a veiled warning to any potential looters to say, you don't know what may be lurking at the other side of that door. We're a Second Amendment state. In other words, someone could be sitting there with a gun. So think twice before you come through the front door. So unfortunately, things are pretty bad there in Florida, not just because of the weather, but also because of criminal elements that are seeking to capitalize on it. What else is happening down that neck of the woods? Washington has gave $28 million to Chinese entities for joint research since 2015, a report is showing. So funding to Chinese entities for joint research projects coming from Russia or from Washington to the tune of $28 million. We talked earlier on about the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, are opening police branches in New York and also in Canada. There are inextricable links between Washington and Beijing and between Canada and Beijing, many countries in Beijing, even though they're portrayed to be the enemy, the arch enemy of our freedom and our liberal lives. A lot of people are in bed with them in terms of funding and projects and one thing and another, and Washington is no exception to that rule. The US and Japan have held joint military drills in response to a North Korean missile launch. This is something that happened yesterday. People in Japan, air raid sirens were going. People were told to take shelter. The North Koreans had fired a missile. They didn't know where it was going. So in return to in response to that, the US and Japan have held joint military drills in response. So again, the tensions are mounting in that neck of the woods. People are starting to get concerned that there could be another conflict running in parallel to the one in Ukraine. Who knows? Time will tell. Maybe it's scaremongering, warmongering. I don't know, but time will tell. Smacked asteroids debris trail is more than 6,000 miles long. So, you know, they're firing rockets into asteroids to see what will happen. They tell us the debris trail is 6,000 miles long. I don't know how they verify that. I don't know how they measure that. Why not 5,800 miles? Why not 7,000 miles? But 6,000 miles is the figure that they're quoting in that. If you're interested in astronomy and all the stuff that goes on above our heads. Teachers leave. National Education Association say the union is pushing politics along with higher member dues. So at this point in time, kids in schools, You know, they've had a rough old ride over the last few years with lockdowns and masking and the foul woke campaign that's going on in all our schools across the world right now. But the teachers are also getting pinched with politics and member fees. Yeah, it's almost as if they wanted to cause a mass exodus of people from the profession and leave the kids in an even more precarious state. Lastly, Beijing have arrested 1.4 million people. 1.4 million people in a 100-day public security campaign ahead of a national meeting. That's how they roll over there. They get on the ball 3 days, 3 months in advance. They round up 1.4 million people. They lock them up coming up to a big public order meeting to make sure there's no misbehavior. So that model, the CCP model, is one that's certainly being emulated by the like of Trudeau and America to a degree, and Australia. So, yeah, maybe those quarantine camps in Victoria will get a little bit of use after all coming up to the elections in November. Who knows? Again, time will tell. So, just to let you know, we have a website, tntradio.live, and on that website, we have a calendar, a What's On calendar. So if you're promoting an event, feel free to send us the details and we will promote it for you on the calendar. If you're in a particular area and you're wondering, is there anything going on in your neck of the woods this week, this month, check out our calendar on TNT Radio and allow us to help you to connect with like-minded individuals all through the wonder, the magnificence of TNT Radio.
It's the stuff.
What citizen wouldn't want to make American great again?
People are talking about.
Vilifying MAGA, it's just not going to work.
Today's News Talk Radio, TNT.
Okay, Bulgaria's president. This is not somebody you hear about very much. Bulgaria's president, Rumen Radev, says that NATO should not welcome Ukraine into its ranks until the armed conflict between Ukraine and Russia has been resolved. So Rumen Radev's position is at odds with a recent announcement from the presidents of several European nations who expressed their support for Ukraine's NATO membership bid. And joining me now, I'm very happy to have Jeremy Beck, one of the news producers on TNT Radio, who has kindly joined me to discuss this issue. Jeremy, what do you make of Bulgarian President Radev's outburst?
Okay, Rick, I think this is a very good move because on Sunday, the presidents of the Czech Republic, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, North Macedonia, Montenegro, Poland, Romania, and Slovakia all expressed their support for Ukraine's NATO membership bid and urged all allies to substantially increase their military support to Ukraine. So this is at odds, of course, with that. Now, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has said that any decision on the NATO membership has to be taken by consensus of all 30 member states. So what we've seen now is an incredible spanner in the works that Bulgaria's President Rumen Radev has thrown in, which I think is very good news.
It is. And I mean, I saw last week, I saw the farcical signing of the application to join NATO by Zelensky, who decided to put what looked like a little pop-up coffee table in some square somewhere flanked by two huge goons. Either they're massively tall men or he's a massively short man. But it was quite a bizarre scene where he grabbed a little piece of paper and one of his goons presented him with a little plastic pen, and he signed it in a dramatic fashion and proclaimed that it was his application to join NATO. What was he playing up with that? Was that whole thing just staged? Was it just done for pure drama? Was he aware that he wasn't going to be accepted off the bat? What do you make of that?
I think it was a fair bit of drama. Of course, there's a lot of politics in this, but Vladimir Zelensky, he announced his intention to fast-track his membership into NATO. But if you have one member that is rocking the boat, according to the rules, it just can't happen. So where this leads, I'm not too sure. But this announcement by Vladimir Zelensky happened on the very same day that President Putin signed the treaties on the inclusion of the two Donbass republics and the Kherson and the Zaporizhia regions into Russia. So obviously, this is a reaction, a knee-jerk reaction from the West, and Vladimir Zelensky is, you know, very much aligned with the Western forces. I think he's just a puppet in there, really. Mm-hmm. You know, what we're seeing right now is an incredible spanner in the works. So I think it's very good news. Now, you only have to look at the history of Bulgaria's president. Rumen Radev, mm-hmm. he's a military man. He was a major general in the Bulgarian Air Force. So mm-hmm. I suspect that he realizes with his military background that continuing military support for Ukraine is bound to lead to disaster, perhaps even nuclear war. So I think he's a smart man and he's rocking the boat for very good reason. So I think this is a very, very positive sign. Now, just to give you a sense of a history of Rumen uh-huh. Radev, because I didn't know too much about him until I did some research, but in June 2019, he vetoed a major government contract for the acquisition of several F-16 Fighting Falcons from the United States at a cost of around 2 billion lev. That's the currency in Bulgaria, which is worth about just over $1 billion. So he's stuck his middle finger up there. Mm-hmm. And he said, as a former pilot and Air Force commander, he didn't believe the deal was in Bulgaria's best national interest. And I like that sound, best national interest. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, though, he didn't have support of the majority of the Bulgarian National Assembly, so the F-16 deal went through anyway. But I think it's just good to see that he's sticking his middle finger up right now uh-huh. in a very important issue. But he's done it a few times in COVID. Uh-huh. He did it too. And he's had clashes because he's the head of state. Rumen Radev uh-huh. is the president. But he's had clashes with the Bulgarian prime minister, Boyko Borisov. And when it came to COVID, Radev, he objected to a paragraph of legislation which would criminalize the spread of so-called fake news with a fine of up to 5,000 euros. So he's, in my books, I think he's done a few useful things, and certainly right now he has.
Yeah, he has. Interesting, you know, on the whole Zelensky front, it's difficult to find anybody in the mainstream media that would really out and out come out and criticize him. Obviously, he's the golden boy, NATO's golden boy. He's been wheeled around various parliaments. You know, he beamed into the parliament in Australia. He beamed into Westminster. He beamed into, you know, the Senate in Canada. People think the sun shines out of his backside. But just this week, Tucker Carlson has actually came out with this statement concerning him and said, despite what you may hear on NBC News, Zelensky is not the leader of a democratic nation, i.e. Ukraine. Zelensky is a client of the Biden administration, and ideologues within the Biden administration did not want negotiated peace. They wanted regime change against Russia. So here we have Tucker Carlson coming out on Fox News and he made that statement that I've just read out there. So he's not pulling any punches when it comes to his assessment of Zelensky as a person, but also the fact that he calls him a client of the Biden administration and simply being used as a pawn in the game to bring about regime change in Russia. That's an interesting development also this week, I would have thought, Jeremy.
I think Tucker Carlson's done a lot of useful things here. He's really sticking his neck out there because it's, you know, mainstream media what he's on, but it's he's got such a high profile that he's able to say a few controversial things. Nothing like we do on TNT Radio, of course, but still useful nonetheless. What we're seeing right now with NATO pushing, and this is happening for many, many years, pushing further and further to Russia, poking into Russia, it can only end in disaster. So President Radev has has certainly done something extremely useful because I see if you have a look at the history, in the 1990s, there were promises to the Soviet leaders by the Western German US officials that NATO forces would not extend into the eastern part of Europe, and yet they did. And in 2004, all three Baltic countries, formerly republics within the Soviet Union proper, and Bulgaria, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, they were all admitted into NATO. And four more Balkan countries joined in the years following, bringing NATO's membership up to its current level of 30 countries. So it's really just poking their fingers into Russia as far as they can. And it can't end very well unless we have some kind of a negotiation.
Yeah, you're right. And on this subject, just to close it off too, although the application by Ukraine has been declined at this point in time to join NATO, the statement that was made was it's not the right time for it to happen. So in other words, they're not saying the door is closing completely. But obviously, when they feel that it will benefit them most politically or to escalate any conflict in the area, at that point, NATO's acceptance of Ukraine would certainly act as a fuse in that area to cause a very nasty geopolitical explosion. So, Jeremy, I appreciate your time talking to me on that topic. And all being well, we'll get talking again tomorrow. That was Jeremy Beck from TNT Radio. I'm Rick Munn, and we'll be right back after the short break here with Nicola Charles. Don't go away.
You should hear what Hescher is talking about.
The referendums on joining Russia are continuing in the Donbas republics and the Russian-controlled regions of southern Ukraine. On Sunday, the turnout already reached the required 50% threshold in Donetsk and Luhansk republics. Kherson has so far demonstrated lower turnout, with nearly 49% of voters showing up for the referendum. Polls across the two regions and in the Donbas republics are set to stay open for the next couple of days. So there you go. Ukraine about to get smaller, about to get a little bit smaller, it looks like. I'm sure that the mass media cartel will do their best to tell us that evil Putin has annexed these locations and leave out the fact that many of these locations have been under attack for 8 years or so.
Hescher on TNT Radio.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Democracy is under attack. Western governments are trying to regulate the internet to shut down free speech. The UK government controls the internet. Disagree with what government is saying, and you'll be shut down and could face severe penalties. To find out more, go to ofcom.org.uk. Lighting the fuse for freedom. This is TNT Radio.
Yes, it is TNT Radio, and I'm hoping we're going to be the last people that get our little plugs pulled by Ofcom or Ofgen or any of these other nefarious organizations that want to limit free speech and demonize us and have us have a knock on the door with two cops there saying you've insulted someone allegedly online, down to the station with you for questioning. We'll frisk you, we'll stick you on suicide watch, we'll get your lawyer in, and then we'll release you with no charge because you haven't actually committed any crime, just to deter you from opening your mouth again or typing those little messages of yours on your keyboard. What kind of society are we living in at the minute? I shudder. I really do shudder. By the way, I have an email address, a dedicated email address with TNT now, rickmunn at tntradio.live. Should you feel led, you can leave me some feedback. You can insult me. You can criticize me. You can pay me a nice compliment. You can send me lots of money. You can do whatever you like. rickmunn@tntradio.live. And actually, I spent quite a while last night dredging through all my fan mail. Thanks, Mum, by the way. You shouldn't have. She's been sending me loads of messages. But I did. I actually went back through them and I replied to some of them and ignored some of them and reported some of them to the police. Oh, my goodness. Some of the things people send in emails, I tell you. But anyway, that's for another time. I'm really happy to be joined again by, well, how do I describe her? The White Rabbit, possibly. Nicola Charles, possibly. All Bark, No Bite, possibly. She's all of the above. And thank you very much for, how would you say, persevering with my messed up timing again tonight. You caught the thin end of the wedge as well in Melbourne. Nicola, I'm sorry. You're up a little bit later than you thought tonight. Will you forgive me?
I do forgive you. I am a bit spaced.
So I'm not joking. Yeah, I am absolutely spaced. I said to Luke there earlier on, I said, man, I don't even know if I'm going to finish the shift. My head's all over the place. I'm like,
this daylight saving thing is designed to mess with us because I've had the weirdest sleep since daylight saving started. It's just wrong. And why does ours start at a different week to the UK? It's just weird.
And why is Brisbane unaffected? That's what I want to know. Brisbane is the center of the world. There's something going on. There's something about the Gold Coast, not just because TNT's there, right? Somehow, Brisbane dodge all of this. They don't move their clocks. Everywhere else in the world moves their clocks, but not Brisbane. Why do you think that is? Is there something about Brisbane?
There must be where all the politicians have a haven or something. Maybe there's an underground city like under Denver, Colorado.
I tell you, I would not be at all surprised. And I would like to think we have a little bunker, a little TNT bunker that all you Aussies can flee into if there's ever anything terrible happens. But yeah, our clocks don't go back. They go back at the end of October, the last Saturday in October. So we have another 2 weeks of this. Perth hasn't been affected yet because I'm having to check my diary now and make sure that I don't mess any of my other guests up for the rest of the week. But Perth is unaffected. Melbourne's been affected. Brisbane's unaffected, and we will be affected in another 2 weeks. But yes, it messes up the mind at the best of times, let alone in the middle of this sham scam-demic that's going on and doesn't look like it's bloody well ever going to end. What do you think?
I think it's on shaky ground, Rick. I really do. It's on terribly shaky ground. And I'm just starting to get a weird feeling that, you know, we've been psyoped as much as people that sort of took the remedy. Because I think about, you know, we talk about, oh, they've ruined, I always worry about they've ruined the human species, they've ruined our DNA, they're damaging us, and I want to start this campaign like protect humanity. But they haven't really, if you haven't taken the remedy, and there's an awful lot who haven't. And then I think about, well, they're convincing us that there's climate change and that they're ruining the planet because we've got these chemtrails and everything else going on, and government's telling us they're putting fluoride in water. But really, at the end of the day, the sun still comes up and the sun still goes down. So I'm thinking, is it possible that all of this, everything that's coming from WEF, all of it is just all total bollocks? And it's just a giant piece of theater so they can do this terrible financial stuff to us. And I know a lot of people realize that already. But we're also concerned about this other stuff. And I'm thinking maybe we shouldn't be, because I also think, what do the unvaccinated, because they really hate us, what do we have in common with the elites? Well, they haven't taken this thing either, right? So they're pretty miffed that we now seem to have something that they have, which is we don't have this stuff inside us. So
yeah,
it, in a way, because the pressure's come off a little bit, I think they've sort of achieved what they wanted to with who they wanted to. And I think climate change is an extension of it, because if you look at LinkedIn, you've got all the CEOs and all the fancy marketing people fully bought into it's a climate disaster, it's a climate emergency. Is it after 4.5 billion years? I don't think so. I think if we all just ignored it, everything would stay the same for hundreds and hundreds, potentially millions of years. And I think the whole climate change argument and watching those people sort of wade into that water the way people waded into the vaccination water, I think it's literally like having a little target on your back and they know, yep, they're still brainwashed.
Yeah, I saw a clip this morning. It was so depressing. And it was just of a group of campaigners that had went to a clinic in England that were actively vaccinating children. And they went there not to cause physical unrest. They came with research papers. They came to present those research papers to the people running the clinic and the people that were bringing their children to the clinic. They were met by the so-called clinic manager with a group of policemen that were serving them papers to say, we don't want you on this property. You have to leave immediately. You will be arrested if you don't leave. And the guy was saying, listen, please, you've got to understand you're harming children. You're causing damage. If you're doing it genuinely with blindness, you really don't know. Here's the evidence. And the guy just couldn't look at him in the eye. And the cops all were standing with their arms folded and their shoulders hunched and their heads bowed in shame, I might add, listening to this man literally pleading to be allowed to stay there to tell people the truth. And at the end of his impassioned speech, Nicola, all the guy did was shrug his shoulders and said, we want you to leave the property. And the cops straightforward marching them off the property while waving parents and children through. And all I could think of was, you know, the people that are still embroiled in that at the minute are absolutely in a death cult and have been completely indoctrinated, a la Jonestown. And if you don't know anything about Jim Jones and drinking the Kool-Aid, I'm telling you, and I say this, I don't mean it in a lighthearted way. It's tragic. It's depressing when you think that kids are suffering in this. If adults want to be stupid and do what they want to do, then let them. But when they're bringing little kids into it, babies into it, pregnant mothers into it, that's who my heart breaks for. Adults, listen, I'm sure you've done stuff in the past that has been detrimental to your body. I know I have, but I did it as a grown man or an adult. I certainly wouldn't have expected it to be done to a child or wanted a child to go through it. And that is, unfortunately, the position that we're at. You know what? Let's take a little quick news break, 30 seconds, and when we come back, we'll look at some of the stuff you've been talking about on your podcast and give it a little bit of exposure as well. Don't go away, listeners. We'll be right back here on TNT Radio.
Matt Boyland here with a look at your TNT headlines. Breaking in the last few hours, Russia's President Vladimir Putin has signed laws formally absorbing four former Ukrainian regions into the Russian Federation. The move finalizes the annexation of the Donetsk, Luhansk, Kherson and Zaporizhia regions, which now fall under Russia's complete protection. And Elon Musk has agreed to purchase Twitter for his original offer of around $44 billion in a backflip that sent the left into a spin.
Globalist agendas, democratic rights at risk, corruption, propaganda. It never stops. For the news and views silenced by the mainstream media, by government and corporations, vote one. TNT Radio. Free speech always has a home here. Stay up to date with the latest live news and current affairs delivered by our lineup of expert commentators and hosts. Listen to TNT Radio anywhere you go. Ask Alexa or Google to play TNT Radio or download the TNT Radio app for free from the App Store or Google Play. Today's news talk. This is TNT Radio.
Okay, you can give Nicola a follow if she hasn't scared you off. That is at allbitenobark88 on Twitter. And also, I would say more importantly, on Spotify, she has a podcast under the name of The White Rabbit. She puts out 30-minute monologues, really, breaking down things as she sees them as this pantomime continues towards its final act. You have no shortage of material at the minute on the White Rabbit podcast. What's really been grinding your gears over the last few weeks from an Aussie perspective? Or a Brit perspective, come to think of it, because you're a little bit of both, aren't you, really?
Yeah, I am a little bit of both. From an Australian perspective, it felt like we were being encouraged to go into sort of a recovery mode, perhaps, And then last week we had that horrific news that Atagi had approved the jab for 6 months, the Pfizer jab for 6 months to five-year-olds, and we all sat there and went, huh? You know, it's like in Australia sometimes they treat us as if the internet doesn't exist. So you've got Joe Biden over there saying, oh, the pandemic's over, and you've got the World Health Organization saying, oh, you know, the pandemic's over, and then you've got them saying, we must get Pfizer into six-month-old babies. And you just think, okay, this is nuts. And then we hear today, I think you were talking about it earlier, about Dan Andrews flip-flopping. Now we all have to be nice to each other. Now we all have to be Christian and charitable and all this stuff.
Yeah.
And so I've said it before, this is Pavlov's dog, right? So you have these periods of calmness and niceness and you think it's going to be okay. And then the news comes out that all this stuff was signed in WA, but I sort of think that stuff was signed prior anyway. So I'm just starting to think that it's all scare tactics, and also that it's all theatre, because even in your highlights there in the news, you know, there's this big hoo-ha now, celebration in Red Square, because Vladimir Putin has absorbed these, you know, four territories from Ukraine. Well, from what we've been told, those people wish to be Russian. So, like, who cares? Where's the fire? Okay, those people want to be Russian. I believe most of them are Russian or they're of Russian descent. Like, what's the big drama? And then you hear at the end, well, Russia's now going to consider any action that's taken against any installation in those four newly absorbed areas as an attack on Russia. Well, what is in those four newly absorbed areas? All of the American bioweapons labs that were discovered on the border of Russia. And of course, you wouldn't want those on your border. So now whatever sort of final solution Bill Gates keeps talking about that may have emerged or been created in those laboratories now belongs to Putin. We don't know if he's WEF. We don't know if he's sort of broken off on his own. But it's just strange, right? We've sent all this money to protect Ukraine from Putin. I thought, because they were trying to protect those labs, and now he's going to protect those labs. So the end result isn't any different. We've just watched a whole lot of theatre to get there.
We have. And let me say this too. Two things, actually, that have came up in discussions this week. One of which, you know, you don't get to be a world leader these days without stepping on a few toes and climbing over a few people and maybe even knifing a few people metaphorically in the back to get to that position and to hold that position. And, you know, Xi Jinping, Vladimir Putin, they're no exception to that. You don't get to be the president of Russia and hold that position for a long time unless you're a kind of a ruthless guy. Okay, he's come out with a lot of speeches this week that certainly ring true with regards to the way the West treats women, and they're trying to objectify them, and the way they're treating trans children, et cetera, et cetera. So he certainly can come out with rhetoric that ticks the right boxes. Now, what he also has come out with this week is the insistence that the 300,000 people that are going to be conscripted into his army absolutely must take his COVID vaccine. And if they don't, they could face up to 10 years in prison. So, and if you don't take it, you're looked as a draft dodger. And if you use the excuse, well, I don't want this in my body, I'm happy to go and fight and die for Mother Russia, but I don't want to be injected for the privilege of doing so, that could face up to 10 years in jail. So I think with anyone, and it's the same with people that think Trump's the greatest thing since sliced bread. And listen, he can talk the talk. He's switched on in some ways, but he's also the godfather of the jab and Mr. Operation Warp Speed. And he makes no apologies for that. He wants to take the accolades for that. I think the plumb line for any leader or anybody in any position is the insistence of the vaccine, A, being a good thing, and B, it should be mandated no matter what into people that maybe don't want to take it. So that's the sort of the other side to the Putin angle. What else?
I think depressingly they're all in on it, Rick, on both sides. Yeah. And we've seen that in Australia. They said it was bad that we had a two-party system. We didn't. We had the same party system. And you just have, it's like when we're on radio, right? You have the person, you know, coming up with a subject, and then you have the devil's advocate. We used to do it on my radio show. And, you know, all three of us on the show would agree on a subject. And we'd say, well, one of us has to disagree. One of us has to come in and say, I don't agree with that. And so they'd play devil's advocate. And I think politics, I'm starting to see, very depressingly, is just theatre. And this was something my partner, who dipped his toe into politics, found in Australia, and he left. He's literally left public life. He dipped his toe in, he ran for the Senate, and he doesn't want anything to do with it anymore because it's just a dirty, filthy game. And nothing you think is real about it is. And you probably heard the podcast I did the other day with a former Nazi Party member, a South African lady, who said that she believes that even when they go in with the best of intentions, as soon as they're elected, they go into the back room and they're threatened and they're told exactly who they're working for.
And if they don't play ball, their career's over, they'll be vilified, or worse, they can end up pushing up the old proverbial daisies, which has happened on many, many occasions in the past with these dissenters that come out against the narrative. The other thing I was going to say to you was that it slipped my mind as I was talking about the vaccine for the 300,000 Russian conscripts is, as you rightly said, there were referenda last week for four territories in Ukraine. They've been annexed back into Russia now. The people seem to be happy. The results were favorable. Now we have Elon Musk. Elon Musk coming out as a peace broker, telling us that a possible solution is to redo those elections under UN supervision to guarantee the legitimacy of the result. Oh, yeah, he's the UN guy. So he has the audacity, mate. He has the audacity to tell the Russians, we want you to redo your elections, and we're going to come and we're going to keep an eye on it to make sure it's legit. Who the hell does
Elon Musk to say exactly that? We cannot have this world where these rich guys and girls, and you know, I've noticed that all of these WEF people, whether they're male or female, that sit there and say, oh, well, you know, if we were just back down to the population we had 500 years ago, we wouldn't have any problems. And the people saying it are about 85 years old.
Exactly.
So that's really great news for the rest. That's right. So you're allowed to have a lovely long life because you're seen as elite, because you are a person who is self-professed to be more important on this planet than your average Joe, who's a cog in the machine, who goes to work in a factory, who goes to work in a restaurant. Mm-hmm. No, you are not more important. You know, these people talk about equity. They don't display not a modicum of equity in anything they say. It's disgraceful. They're hypocrites. They talk about socialism. They never give up any of their assets. I'm honestly sick to death with all of them. None of the people in leadership in any of these Five Eyes nations could run a 7-Eleven successfully. No. They have totally destroyed everything, clearly deliberately. No one's this stupid. Right. They've done this deliberately so they can do their build back better, and build back different is what they really mean. It's not build back better. It won't be better than it was before. It'll be 10 times worse than it was before. And, you know, going on holiday twice a year and being free to do that will be sort of a lovely distant memory that we have, that we show kids in photo albums. But it's just all theatre, and they're putting so much stress on people, jabbed and unjabbed, I'm sure, are having massive heart attacks and strokes. And it's all deliberate, and it's just the height of cruelty. I feel like we've stumbled onto the set of hostel and we can't get out. But these people have got to be removed. That's the end game here. These people have to be removed. We can't remove them democratically because they've rigged the democratic system. So the 99% of people on this planet, and I'm not an advocate for any kind of violence, but I am an advocate for peaceful protesting and also, non-compliance, just saying no en masse to the things they want us to do. And I think that's the only way. And when they realize that they can spin their wheels like a mouse on a wheel, and they can order this and mandate that and tell us to do this and tell us to do that, and we're not going to do any of it, it'll all go away.
Wow. That was quite an epic little mini rant there, if you don't mind me saying so. No, it's good. It's very good. And it was quite amusing too, because as you were talking, you were scowling and your brow looked like me. You had these big things in your head. Yeah, so that's good. But that's good. Unfortunately, there's too many people who are just breezing through this. They're not getting worked up. They should be getting their blood pressure should be rising. Their voices should be lifted up in anger and frustration and desperation and against the hypocrisy that's going on at the minute. So it's nice to hear it coming from our side of the fence. The globalists are very good at delivering their oratories when it comes to them meeting their agendas. And, you know, I think it's coming to the point where, as you say, we don't advocate violence, but, you know, something has to give here, because if these people continue the way they're going unchecked, not even for our sakes, but for our kids' sakes, the future will not be good for them. And we cannot, under any circumstances, allow that to happen. And you get a big amen from me on that one. So we've got to take a quick... It's good to hear. So we've got to take a quick ad break. And when we come back, let's look at some more of the other items that are popping to the surface, even since the last time you came on, which was a couple of weeks ago. A lot of water has passed under the bridge. That's the world in which we live right now, but we're trying to cover as much as we can here, exclusively on TNT Radio.
The midterms and America votes on November 8th.
With his expert analysis and opinion,
this is TNT Radio's Timothy Shea.
Last week, I extolled FBI whistleblower Stephen Friend, an American hero who has been suspended by the Bureau for refusing to participate in what he regards as unnecessarily heavy-handed SWAT raids over January 6 misdemeanors. I said at the time, if FBI is not completely corrupt top to bottom, where are Friend's fellow special agents standing with him in opposing the politicization of the Department of Justice and the weaponization of FBI, and particularly its SWAT teams? Well, 30 special agents have come forward, including 5 SWAT team members. Unfortunately, they're all retired. But their support is critical and is best expressed by former agent Ernie Tibaldi, a retired agent from San Francisco, who said, "It's time to stop the FBI from being the enforcer of a political party's ideology. We need to reestablish the FBI as the apolitical and independent law enforcement entity that it always was." Amen. Couldn't agree more. From MAGAInstitute.com, this is Timothy Shea for TNT Radio.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Democracy is under attack. The Australian government wants to control free speech and the internet with the Australian Code of Practice on Disinformation and Misinformation. Disagree with what government is saying and you'll be shut down and could face severe penalties. To find out more, go to digi.org.au. Lighting the fuse for freedom. This is TNT Radio.
Okay, Nicola, I'm having a little scroll down through your Twitter feed. And something jumped out at me. Okay.
Okay.
And I think it's something that people tippy-toe around. They don't really want to think about it too much. But you talk about dangers of 5G, right?
Yeah.
Now, years ago, there was an old Laurel and Hardy short film, all right, where they opened up a hardware shop. Okay, now bear with me and you'll see where this is going. So they open a little shop and this guy keeps walking into the shop and helping himself to a little item here and there. And he just walks out and they don't do anything about it. They're almost bemused. And he keeps coming back over and over again. Eventually, there's nothing left in the shop because they didn't take any action and they effectively stripped them bare of all their stock. These 5G towers, all right, and I haven't done a whole lot of research into it, I must admit, but I'm seeing them popping up all over the town / city in which I live, and they're strange looking things, and they have these massive power unit ventilated boxes beside them, and there's quite a lot of them. You know, they're maybe every half a mile there's one of them, you know. So you would have thought with something as big and powerful as that, with so much juice going through it, you know, you wouldn't need to have such a tight network of them in such a small space. Is this something I should be concerned about? I've seen people with Geiger counters or radiation monitors pointing at them, and this they go up
those
through the roof. What's going on with them? Should we be concerned, or is it all a hullabaloo?
No, you should be concerned, and I'm concerned about what the eventual use and purpose of them is. But I reported on this in 2019 on our radio show, Basically, 4G and 5G are not related. So when you go from your little 4G to 5G upgrade on your phone and it feels like a natural progression, that's because, again, it's meant to, but it's not. They're not related in any way. 4G towers that we used to use, which were perfectly fine, we did social media, banking, emails, text messages, all that stuff. That was as much as any of us needed. And that worked because each city tower was strong enough to commute the signal. So you could go from Melbourne to Geelong, which is a fair distance, and halfway between Melbourne and Geelong, you jump from the Melbourne tower to the Geelong tower. Sometimes people experienced a dropout when they jumped from tower to tower, but it was very, very rare. In fact, it was a lot more rare than it is now with 5G towers. 5G is a weapons-grade technology that was used for crowd dispersal. It has to be used in close proximity. People aren't aware of how they're being targeted. It is a silent weapon for a quiet war, if you like. And what they just feel is screaming pain and desperately unwell because 5G and these smart meters that they use, which are in all 5G phones now, by the way, they give off these bursts of electromagnetic frequency that destabilize our actual DNA. Our actual cells become scrambled. But the good thing is, as soon as it's switched off, because they use it in short bursts and you get away from it, if you move away from it, then your DNA repairs within about 2 minutes. The problem is that obviously with so many of these towers around, we're now cloaked under this mesh of 5G. Some of us are holding these 5G capable phones with these small smart meters inside. They do give off a lot of radiation. It's about 50 times more radiation than the 4G phones did. And unless you're sort of out rurally, you don't really escape this mesh. And I think that's why they're trying to promote these smart city networks to get as many people as possible under this mesh. Because if you can't get your DNA away from it, then you can't repair. So you're just going to get sicker and sicker and sicker. And that's unusual, isn't it, for them to want us to have that. So my advice to all of you is you must not charge any phones, laptops or iPads in your bedroom. You must switch off and unplug from your wall your Wi-Fi unit at night. People get scared and go, oh, my God, it won't come back on. It comes back on fine.
Because
you have to de-mesh your home because likely above your house, thanks to these towers, there's already the 5G mesh. You do not want it being able to jump down into your property via your Wi-Fi unit in your phones. Switch them off at night, not just on silent, off, unplug them and don't have them where you sleep.
Yeah, you know what? Listening to you talk, someone casually listening and could think she's cracker, she's lost her, she's talking about meshes. No, seriously, but they could. But let me tell you this, even the most hardened skeptic or naysayer to what you've just said, right? I can remember when, I got my first mobile phone in 1998. March 1998, I can remember it, okay, and it had like a little screw-on aerial on it and all that business.
Oh, I love those.
Oh, an old BT Cellnet mobile phone, and I've still got the same telephone number, by the way, that I did back. I've never changed my number, but the handset has changed a few times. But the point that I'm making is, even back in the day, when I used to use the mobile phone, that's when phones were actually used to phone people on rather than do your banking on or make videos on or do this on. Nobody uses it to phone anyone anymore. But you used to have to put it up to your ear. And if you had a good old yak with someone for about, half an hour, 45 minutes, I can remember canceling the call and my head, it felt like it was like pulsing and radiating and hot. My ear was actually hot. And then if you switched ears halfway through the conversation, the other ear would become hot. Now, at the time, it was like, this can't be good for your brain. Is this frying your brain? Is this causing brain cancer? And of course, the answer was no. It's safe. We've done the studies on it. It's perfectly safe.
No, they hit the studies.
Absolutely. Bunk them. The same as the current COVID vaccine studies.
They're
not with the paper. They're on. And iPods or iPods, these wireless things you see people sticking in their ear, these white things for Apple. Someone's done radiation testing on them. And literally, if you have those things in your ears, it's like microwaving your actual
brain. Well, what do you think is the conductor? Rick, what's the conductor if you're wearing AirPods? Right, there's no wires, there's no headset, you're not plugged into anything. Your brain is the conductor. Okay, correct. It's not good for you. I'm going to ask your listeners to do one thing if they mm-hmm. think that there's not a problem with phones. Mm-hmm. I want them to go and look at photographs of the American politician shortly before he died by the name of McCain. And mm-hmm. he was a former Vietnam veteran. He died... McCain. John McCain, he died of a cell phone brain tumor. They tried to hide it, and you can see the scar when he's in the Senate on the side of his head that is exactly the same size and shape. And then you look at the photographs of him that the press have taken over the years, and he was constantly never without that phone next to the side of his head. So 4G was bad enough. 4G had mm-hmm. the same amount of radiation as a microwave oven. So it was. This is why all these people were saying you need to research. This is really bad. And then when it shot up by 50 times the radiation into 5G, everyone was confused. Now, I find it odd that these things that look like giant triffids, it's like the war of the worlds yeah. is upon us. We've had no explanation from governments as to what they're actually for. They're not for phone service. You can drive past three of them and still not get onto Spotify. Mm-hmm. That's bullshit. So why yeah. are they there? What are they for?
Yeah. And again, it kind of harks back to the analogy I made where you had two shop owners watching someone walking into their shop and just simply ignoring it as if it wasn't there, as if there wasn't any actual problem. And that's why I'm kind of highlighting this, because, you know, it's hard to look around you in this world now and you either pick up some water, you get some water, you know, you get some food, you get some toothpaste, you know, you spray yourself with a little bit of deodorant, whatever you do, you yeah. use a phone. You get an injection, hell's bells. It's like they're after you at every single turn. And I would have thought years ago, this is complete lunacy. You've lost your mind, Rick. Why are you even thinking like this? Look around you. Look at yeah. what's being done to you. Look at what's being done to kids. Even some mm-hmm. countries are saying that these vaccines like Denmark, they shouldn't be given. They're being pulled in a lot of countries for under 16.
And the UK
now.
As well. They're not recommending them for teenagers. And has that yeah. thing every year. It happens in Australia. I don't know if it happens in Europe, where every single year they come out with they push and push and push all summer for these sunscreens for kids. And then within months of summer ending, they go, oh, it's terrible. We found out that all those kids' sunscreens cause cancer. And you've just slathered it all over your kids and sent them out in the sun. It's almost sort of an annual thing. Like, is there anything we can put on ourselves or in ourselves that isn't harmful at this stage? And probably not, because we've become brainwashed into being a society that relies on these petrochemicals in everything from, you know, cosmetics to body creams and vaccines, obviously. So, yeah, they're trying to get this stuff on us or into us as often as they can. You know, I've got friends in the UK who are losing their hair now, losing mm-hmm. their hair after they had this vaccination, and it wasn't happening before. And, you know, a former co-star of mine on Neighbours also lost his hair. And, you know, I just don't know what it's going to take for these people to realise that, you know, for the longest time, I was always one of these organic people and I grow my own veggies and stuff. But we do that in the garden and we do that in life, but we don't do it with ourselves. Stop putting chemicals inside yourselves, okay? Whatever's gone down here, and we obviously know there's something dark and malevolent going on, there needs to be some of us remaining. So if you are a pure blood, I know they hate that term, please try and remain so, because we're going to need some good people on these empty streets that may be occurring.
We are. Yeah, I'm laughing as you're talking about, you know, you grow your own food and you're trying to distance yourself from that. You put some clip up the other day of some
house that you have,
and there's this white crud encrusted on your walls from the rainwater. Yeah. I mean, that's the point as well. You know, it literally seems, Nicola, even when you're trying to take the best care you can and distance yourself as far as you can, it's like you look around and you went, oh, what's this in the rainwater? You know, I don't know. I mean, it's
apparently that's normal. Some farmers told me that's normal. So I've actually taken that post down. Yeah, you really do look at my Twitter.
I do, because listen, there's stuff that gets cropped up and you've got to ask yourself a question, what the hell's going on? Although having said that, even though a farmer said it's normal, there's rainwater runs down the side of my house and has done for donkey's years. I've never seen that stuff down my walls.
But I'm not maybe, touching I don't know. It, that's for sure.
No, don't touch it. Maybe it's an Australian thing. Maybe it's an Aussie thing. Or maybe they're sending drones over your property and spraying things specifically for you. I wouldn't be at all surprised. But listen, we're coming up to time. It's been quite a conversation. I've really enjoyed it, actually. And just for all our listeners out there, to be able to connect, you can connect with Nicola on Spotify at The White Rabbit. If you go on to Spotify and check at The White Rabbit, and if you go on to Twitter, her handle is, well, she's just changed it to The White Rabbit, but you can search for under at All Bite No Bark 88. So yeah, that's just a little bit of a summary on some of the things you should maybe be watching out for. And if you are skeptical about some of the things that you hear here on here, and you're right to be skeptical, question everything, as the saying goes, look into it for yourself, dig into it for yourself, do your own research on it, put any prejudices aside that the government would never do anything as evil and wicked as that to you, and do your own research and come to your own conclusions. We're just trying to provoke you here, trying to provoke a little bit of mental stimulation for you to go out and use that brain between your ears before it gets microwaved with 5G. Yes, go out and do that, Nicola. Thank you very much. Hope you have a lovely evening. Listeners, thank you. I shall be back hopefully after this news break here on TNT Radio. Don't go away.